Hi there, this is Kathy York, and as the queen of non-overwhelm, I had to send these two stories your way. A friend recently told me about trapping themselves into way over-promising their time. This is big stuff, including international travel, that will take them halfway around the world. But by the time we talked about it, nothing could come off the schedule. They were stuck by the promises they had made. We are now working on the no solutions for next time. And I'm always asking clients, don't forget the word no. If you've read my book, you know I speak specifically to this issue. It almost killed me when I was in my 20s, and that is no hype. It's hard to tamp down that grizzly bear of saying yes to everything once it starts charging in your direction. Learning to say no may save our lives, and according to my doctors, it did save mine. I used to place way too much on my schedule. Heaven forbid I disappoint someone by telling them, "I'm sorry, I can't make that work right now." Not Kathy, she's not going to say that. Sometimes we forget to enjoy the good things in life. For example, slowing down, sitting outside, and reading a book. You can do it. Now, the incredibly freeing word no. It goes for our families, too. When the school year ended in May, I suggested something to one of my goals accountability clients. The family's life was out of control, carting three kids, get this, to their eight, I can't live without it, whatevers. Three kids, eight things they have to do. It's unsustainable. So I suggested this. I said to her, now's the time to say no to that many activities. Now you'll get pushback, but having it all isn't the way the world works. It won't hurt them to learn that now. By the time the school year starts in fall, your kids will know which one outside of school activity they will pursue that first semester. Slow down. Be together as a family. After all, that's your full-time, most important job, no matter who else you work for. And she told me after the initial weeping and wailing, then it worked out pretty well. A daughter interested in sports signed up for the first semester. I think volleyball? I don't remember. A son who was involved heavily in the music department has decided to stay there all year. So that's good. Now let me challenge you with this. I hear this a lot. Well, we have a busy lifestyle. And they say that like it's a good thing. It's not. We have a busy lifestyle is not a badge of honor. Don't forget the no. And I personally know it's worth it. My clients and I have lived it. I hope you found this post helpful and you're still speaking to me. Please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post. I do have the social icons here for you. And subscribe to receive my free gift and also my monthly offerings for your non-overwhelmed pleasure. And I promise no inbox stuffing, and I will not share your information. I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Now, if you have a question for me because of this article, go ahead and email me, and we'll set a time to talk. It's kyork@kathyyork.com. And Kathy, remember, is K-A-T-H-I-E. Talk to you next time. Bye.